July 30th, 2019, month-end meeting at 6:30, and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
So,
is that development? Divide and development?
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
Welcome to the end of the month's audit meeting. A couple items to discuss here, and do that shortly. Woody, do you have signatures on everything you need?
We're working on it. Okay, for first item for discussion, we have the Grants Cottage funding that we provide annually to them. We budgeted for it in 2019 in the amount of $5,000, so I'll need a resolution to authorize payment.
So moved.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Oh, yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Just reading the other one. The next item on the agenda for discussion this evening is a request for a refund of baseball camp for Section 1 and additional Week 5 and 6 for a total of $180. The reason for the request is that the child of the individual was injured prior to beginning the camp, and we don't have a policy on it, so it requires town board approval to do the refund in the amount of $180.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item is the funding for LaBerge. Continue to receive billing for a sewer project. Is this a resubmission of the one that we held last month for 60,000?
No, 60,000. That came in last month.
Oh, okay. So I've already spoken to LaBerge. We'll be hiring a financial advisor that will be responsible for submitting those types of payment reimbursement requests to the State Environmental Facilities Corporation. We haven't done that yet, so we'll hold that until we have a financial advisor. The board is okay with that. And although we authorized the highway department to go ahead with the annual brush and limb pickup, we did not authorize payment for those services or reimbursement to the town of Borough Highway Department. We had budgeted $11,000 for that purpose. This year, the cost submitted by Paul is $8,556.30. So looking for a resolution authorizing payment of that amount to the Town and Rural Highway Department. And this would come from account B99901.9.
So moved.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. And the next item is for billing we received from Lewis and Greer, our special counsels for tax certiorari cases with regarding Erie Boulevard. And we'll need a motion authorizing payment of $605.50 to Lewis and Greer.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. Next item is for payment for sprinkler parts that were ordered that exceed the $500 threshold. And these were for sprinklers that Dave ordered for rec from Grassland Equipment. And he had to replace four or five. They come in boxes of 10. And for whatever reason this year, some of the sprinkler heads, the largest ones that are original, have started to fail. So he wanted to not only have enough for those replacements, but to have some in reserve for down the road. And so he's asking for town board authority to pay $729.99 to Grassland Equipment. So I'll see a motion.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who seconded. Thank you.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. And the last item for discussion, the audit meeting. We'll need a resolution authorizing acceptance of a... Is it an email signature?
No, it was came through the mail. That's why it's a copy. You can,
copy
see, you can see it. It's the last one in the folder. And the page is folded, so it came through the mail.
So what's the question?
Just to authorize the payment of a copy and signature.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll entertain a motion authorizing the payment to J. Bowley and Sons Incorporated in an amount of $62.57, where we will accept a copy and signature.
If you want, I can give them a call and ask them.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Approved. So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Leclerc?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes.
Taken a voucher, sold it out,
yeah.
Other than the amount, and then just
need copies.
Yeah. Okay.
If they email it, I can't tell the difference. So when the page is folded.
No.
No, this one. Gina.
So who does it mean signing? Is that $68,000?
Yeah, I'll hold on that one. Okay.
Oh, look, the sun's coming out.
Yeah.
After all the damage.
But it'll be a steam bath out there now.
Actually, it's supposed to, once this comes through, it's supposed to also get less humid.
Oh, good.
I'll be back down.
Okay.
I'm on my machine.
You be.
Okay.
also agree.
Sorry.
You got everything?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the... I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as possible.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Thank you very much. Really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you.
I took
over
the from the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so moved, sorry.
Second. Any motion to call today?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. All right, you all set, Dan?
Yep.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting of the Monroe Town Board for July 30th. And with that, we'll have a roll call taken.
Councilman Hogan?
Yeah, here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And with that, I'd ask everyone to please stand for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. First order of business is to approve the minutes for July 9th, which was a regular town board meeting, and also will receive and file the July 19th bid opening document.
Yeah, I wasn't around for the bid opening documents. I think I saw them.
Nobody was.
Yeah. So does that mean we don't?
Well, I read the meeting.
Cheers.
Any questions, or are you okay with them as they are?
I'm taking them good.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good one.
Well, actually, yeah, we want you to do the minutes.
Not the bid opening. So for July 9th, the regular town board meeting, motion to approve.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And item two is set future meetings and workshops. The first thing I'd like to do, I know that I had correspondence with my colleagues on the board regarding the bid documents that the LaBerge Group had put together for our replacement of our highway garage roof. And if you recall, we actually had those back in September of 2018, and then at a previous board meeting, we modified them based on suggestions from our insurance carrier and others, and they're minor adjustments. I spoke with Don today, and he has language in there already for setting the bid opening date, and it's in September, which is not that far away. So I think what I'd like to do is ask the town board's approval to set the bid opening date, if you're okay with that, and that would be for receiving sealed bids for the highway garage roof replacement, and it would be for receiving bids here at Town Hall until 2 o'clock on September 13th, 2019. And then afterwards, they would be publicly opened and read aloud. So if the board's okay with that, I'd like to set that. So we need a resolution to do that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And also under setting future meetings and workshops, I'd like to schedule some executive sessions, to interview for the position of assessor, rec leader, clerk, and part-time code enforcement officer. My suggestion would be, we probably need to get forward to the end of our search on some of these jobs. And I'm looking at either August 1st, which is a Thursday, or Monday, August 5th, or Wednesday, August 7th, or Thursday, August 8th, after 5 p.m., and also available on Thursday, August 15th. I don't know if any of those dates work, so board members.
First is out. Next week, 5th, 7th, 8th, I think I'm available on any of those nights.
Probably should at least schedule. I mean, we can always cancel them if I'm unable to schedule interviews with the individuals because there's so many. So my suggestion would be if there may be dates to include them, and then after I just get with the board members, we can move from there. So.
Fifth and eighth work for me.
Fifth and eighth.
The first, fifth and eighth works for me. The 15th, I'm away for 2 weeks. It's a volunteer at State Park.
Right. So it looks like the 5th and 8th work.
For 5th and 8th.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we, when would you like to start? 5 p.m.?
5 p.m.
How about you, John?
Yeah, anything.
So why don't we schedule an executive session for 5 p.m. on Monday, August 5th, as well as... I'm sorry, was that the 8th?
Yeah.
As well as Thursday, August 8th. And my office will coordinate with the applicants and we'll finalize times for the board. If we can do it all in one night, then we'll do that. Sounds good.
Okay.
Third item on this evening's agenda is the contract agreement for the Adirondack Meats Soccer Academy. And as the board is well aware, for the public's benefit, that organization runs the town's fall rec soccer program. It's a 2-month program. Contract will run from August 15, 2019 through October 26, 2019. I believe all the board members have a copy of it. It's very almost identical to last year, except I think the field was changed in the contract as well as the dates. So that motion is to authorize the supervisor to sign the contract. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 4 on the agenda is the Universal Playground. We have received, after my office mailed out letters to surveyors in the region, we received 2 quotes. They're identical at $3,500. However, one company is a Saratoga County-based company. The other is in Warren County. My suggestion would be to go with the Saratoga County business. That would be Thompson Fleming Land Surveyors, PC. And it would be for an amount not to exceed $3,600.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I'll just add the one that we just approved in the cover letter did say that their fee recognizes that this is a public works project and therefore prevailing wage rates will be paid. So that's another reason to go with that.
Okay.
Good. Item 5 on the agenda is Highway Department request. Paul, you're probably out as a result of the storm. First request is for aging services for pavement in the Palmerton Heights development. The board recalls the top coat was never put on down there. We budgeted monies for that to be done this year. We had a bid opening and four bids were received. First one was from Commercial Paving Company LLC in the amount of $325,000. The second one was from Del Signor Blacktop Paving Incorporated in the amount of $256,894.65. The third bid was Evolution Construction Services in the amount of $332,905.75. Final one was from the Kabriki Construction Corporation in the amount of $339,386. Paul's recommendation is to contract with Del Signor Blacktop Paving, and they are the lowest bid in the amount of $256,894.65, which is nearly $80,000 less than the three other bids. And that money would come from account DB51-12.451, which has a current balance of $325,200.
Second.
Any discussion?
Only that I'm wondering how they could be that much cheaper than the other three.
I don't know if Paul was there, but I did hear, as a side comment, somebody who was present and listening, that when the bids were opened up, one of the higher bidders commented to the lowest bidder, "Wow, you must be hungry."
Okay.
So I guess they really want the job.
Yeah.
So this motion approves the contract with them, and does it approve you to sign it?
So,
notice of award.
Notice of award to them.
Notice of award to them, and then authorizing the supervisor to execute the contract.
Does that work better?
Yep.
Counsel? The next request under highway.
I need to do roll call, that's all. Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next request that the highway superintendent has is for a plasma cutter. This is something that we discussed at budget time for the current year. And we received three quotes. One is from Airgas. Amount of $3,220. The other is from,
Yes, H-A-U-N.
Yeah, that's the name. In the amount of $2,686, and the final is from Taylor Welding Supply Company, in the amount of $2,755. Paul is recommending that we go to Hahn Welding, in the amount of $2,686. That it comes from account DB5130.2, which as of July 7th has a balance of $13,382.20.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And at that point in time, Paul had requested $2,800 for the purpose, so we're coming in under budget. Next highway request I have is that you would like to appoint. We have a request to fill the current vacant working foreman position at the highway garage, and Paul's asking that the town approve appointing Brian Huntley to fill the position. Brian's been with the department since December 2008, and according to the memo from Paul, he has proven himself to be very capable in all responsibilities of this position. We have funds budgeted for this purpose in the budget and in contract negotiations with CSEA. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. He also has a request to hire a part-time as-needed flagger / wing person. And as a result, he's requesting that we approve the hiring of John Johnson Jr. To his list of available flagger wing individuals on call as needed. He adds that John is retired from the United States Postal Service and South Glens Falls School District, and he resides in South Glens Falls. As part of the motion, if you're in agreement, this should require a pre-employment physical. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Last item I have under highway is we had budgeted monies for replacement of the culvert under Peter Road, and Paul has made board aware that he's received notice from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation that they have denied the town's request for a permit to do that work. And the reason for that is that, according to the new individual that's responsible for approval, the stream is a Class CT, which requires a different type of culvert than we originally anticipated. As a result of that classification, the work can only be done at certain times of the year, and so he's recommending that we postpone the work until 2020. The work will probably be a open bottom or arch box culvert when we do move forward with it. But he has been in contact with the county, as I have been, and there's a good possibility that, an excellent possibility that we will be applying for a $50,000 grant from Saratoga County Soil and Water District to help us with that cost. So that's another reason to postpone that. So I wanted to update the board on that.
Thank
Item 6 on the agenda this evening is I have it listed as Invest in the Road. And I don't know if the board members got copies of the plan that was done for the town or the city of Canfield. But essentially, the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership is willing to draw up a for lack of a better word, a pamphlet, which we would entitle Invest in the Road. And within the pamphlet are tear-out sheets after a brief description of the town and that's our location, what we have to offer, how far we are from metropolitan areas. And in that is each commercial property that's available for sale. And on that, the sheet that will be printed up has the property information, which includes acreage, zoning, the tax map number, what the current assessment is on it, what utilities are available to the site, and it also lists the owner of the property with their telephone number or the broker that is handling the sale. So I'm looking for the board's agreement authority to direct the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership to put that together for the town of Moreau. I think it'd be a great opportunity that's in line with our promoting economic development through our commercial corridor. We can have them do that for the entire loop, property all the way up to the village's uplands and coasts.
Okay.
Is there also the industrial park?
Yes, that would be part of it.
What's the cost?
So if they know it's taking the job, so.
What's the cost?
Free.
Okay, great.
Right now.
Yes. My alley, too.
Yeah, I don't think this is my alley. Item 7 on the agenda, we have two requests from the court. First is for the magistrates to attend their annual state magistrates conference in Lake Placid, which will be beginning September 15th through September 18th. They're looking for approval for the town board. Registration is $75. Mileage is reimbursed by the state, so they're not asking for that, but they are asking for the three-night stay package, which is an additional $707.25. So the total amount will be $782.25. We have money budgeted in the account A1110.4. Currently has a balance of $12,973.30.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the second request from the court is permission for the four court clerks to attend the annual magistrate court clerks annual fall conference, which will be conducted from Sunday, September 29th through Wednesday, October 2nd. It'll be at the DoubleTree Inn in Syracuse. This is mandated training for the court clerks. And the amount would be for estimated at $173.16 for mileage. Attendance for all three would be $2,871.52, with registration for the four clerks at $200. The total amount would be $2,744.68. And I already indicated the current balance in that account. It also comes from account A1110.4.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 8 on the agenda is the Water District Number 2 Power Lease Agreement. And if the board recalls, the lease is about to expire that has been assigned to AT&T for the past 15 years. When we initially signed the lease agreement, we were receiving, back in 2006, we were getting $21,600, a 2% escalator annually, and we did an addendum to that lease along the way because additional equipment was added to the top of the tower. And when we left off, we're currently receiving $37,661 annually. The town was approached about a year and a half last fall to see if we would be interested in renewing the lease agreement for their equipment. And at that time, they said they would offer us $37,500, which was a little bit less than the current amount that we're receiving, but they'd be willing to extend the time period for the lease agreement. The town board was not ready to move on that because we still had time left in the contract. We thought it was premature. So we did not take action on that, place in hold until 2019. And so this year, AT&T took back their $37,500 proposal and instead wanted the town to reduce the annual fee to $26,259. As you might well imagine, the town board was not supportive of that and did not move forward with any other negotiations. And then they expressed interest to negotiate again. Council was involved in some back and forth on that, and as a result, they have put the $37,500 back on the table with initial five-year term and five-year extensions with a 7.5% increase at the beginning of each term. So appreciate council's efforts on that. I'm glad that AT&T saw the value in that. There's many things that have to happen for that to be finalized, but they're asking the town if we would be supportive of their latest proposal. So the latest proposal is $37,500 annually with a 7.5% increase at the beginning of each term, the initial five-year term, and five-year extensions. So there'll be continued vetting through the corporation, but they need to know the town board isn't. So my suggestion is to move forward saying that we would accept their offer and see if we can make it through the vetting process.
I think you did. What we asked for.
All right, so if that's the case, I'll need a motion authorizing the supervisor to execute the second amendment to the water tower lease agreement with option to lease with new singular. Did you mean singular?
Yes, that's what they call
it. Okay, new singular wireless PC.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. So let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Hopefully we make it to the end. There's nothing to change. Item 9 on the agenda is Sewer District 1 Extension 5 in relation to a financial advisor proposal that the town board has received. We have received a proposal from Fiscal Advisors and Marketing Incorporated, specifically from their municipal advisor slash president, Janine Rogers Caruso. And this would be for services relating to the issuance of bond anticipation notes, basically for the expenditures that will be incurred as we move forward with our sewer project. And while the money is available, I actually signed the closing 2 weeks ago. It's strongly recommended that there's somebody who manages all the expenses and prepares them for reimbursement from the state Environmental Facilities Corporation. So we have a proposal here. Most municipalities do hire a financial advisor for this purpose. I strongly recommend that we do so as well. Monies were included in the proposal for such services that the voters approved. So my recommendation would be to move forward with this, with these professional services. Let's see the last page. For a not to exceed budget amount of $15,000.
So moved.
A lot of money is good to have somebody.
Well, yeah, we're sitting at $16 million in Mondays.
And that resolution authorizes you to sign?
Yes.
Yeah. Rudy will want that.
Yeah, and Rudy will be thrilled to not have to handle that project in-house.
Councilman Hogan?
Was there a segment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item 10 on the agenda is the annual fire alarm suppression inspection. Much has been talked about and written about our fire suppression system here at Town Hall, and we finally have things straightened out. And while we approved at a previous board meeting the semi-annual fire sprinkler inspection program, Randy from Fire Protection Services has strongly recommended that our fire alarms be inspected annually. And we had, at the previous board meeting, decided to hold off until we budgeted for it in 2020. But he very much wants us to do the inspection now because it's not something that he paid close attention to because it wasn't part of the scope of services for him. So my recommendation would be to move forward with this proposal of $1,575 to do the annual inspection. And that'll include not only the alarms, but the compressor, which maintains continuity of the pressure in the system. And we can run into problems if we don't know that that compressor is recharging the system as necessary. So I strongly recommend that the board move forward with his proposal.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
What was the company name?
His official name is... Professional Fire Protection.
Thank you.
185 East State Street, Johnstown, New York.
And with this is just for this is just for this year? This is not?
Yeah, this is just for this year.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll budget for it moving forward.
And we have monies for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we do a roll call?
No.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 11 is the town. Item 11 is the town landfill inspection and maintenance. We had our inspection performed back in June, and we got our report from CT Mail, and they found some vents that needed repaired with some loose solvent, welding PVC joints down there. Paul has helped us with this in the past, and I was going to ask him to do it this evening, but I think he's got a commitment as a result of the weather. So I'll reach out to him to see if he can continue to make those repairs. So that's where I'm at. 12, item 12 on the agenda, assessor. I'm going to table that. I need to have executive session discussion on that. Most likely we'll be taking action when we come out of executive session, depending on how the town board wants to proceed. So at this time, item 13 on the agenda is privilege of the floor. Would anybody like to address the board? If so, please state your name for the record, your address, and you have 3 minutes to make comments to the board.
Good evening, Reed Antis Parish. Just want to address, curious if the sewer project is still going to be first shoveled in April of 2020, or has that been pushed back to a different date? I'm just curious because of some things. And I guess the engineering hasn't been done, maybe completed. So I was just curious where the project is. Hopefully it's going to be starting in April, as the supervisor mentioned earlier this year, I believe.
Just briefly, I believe that in all the printed reports, I said we hope to begin construction in 2021. Mm-hmm. We're still in that timeline. I can tell you that the engineers are working diligently to expedite installation. But again, there's a lot of variables out there. We're in the process of getting right-of-ways to a commercial corridor that the district encompasses. And it's time-consuming. We're not behind schedule by anybody other than the delay that we were forced to endure as a result of an incredibly scrutinized review by the State Comptroller's Office. But we're still on a 2021 breakdown time schedule at this point.
That's good.
Anyone else like to address?
Hi, I'm Greg McCarty. I live at 201 Reservoir Road. I've got a couple of things, so it's going to be a little bit multi-part, so I'll try and make it quick. So the first thing is myself, as well as several other residents between the two subdivisions on Reservoir, between 9 and 32, have expressed, we've been chatting through social media and expressed some concerns with the way the structure of the road is. We have a zombie house, it looks like. There's a house next to it that has a sign up on this, pointing towards this foreclosed house, and on the sign it's written, no septic. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. Two or three houses down from that, we have a house that last year burned down and is still vacant. There's no caution tape up. There's nothing keeping the public from going into that property. And the third is, in light of the actions that the town board has taken with these multi-unit developments, I'd like to, and putting a halt on them until some zoning can be reassessed. I know the zoning is being reassessed. There are two areas in Moreau along the Route 9 corridor that have multiple properties that are zoned commercial, but the land use is residential. So I'd like to know if we can put a hold on new building permits for commercial business in those areas until that zoning can be reassessed. All of those properties are currently, the land use shows residential, but the zoning is C1.
Okay.
Thank you. I think I've received correspondences from you.
Yes.
Numerous correspondences.
Yes. This property has been, one particular property has been a problem for 3 years.
Right. And
before the building.
And I've had, I think you'll find that I've reached out each and every time that you have contacted either me or our building department to make sure that, our staff is down there, is taking a look at it. I know that you received detailed information from our zoning administrator on that. And I will also follow up with him to ensure that nothing new out of compliance is down there. Regarding your request, if I understand it correctly, you were asking for no more multifamily.
No, I'm just saying, in light of the fact that you guys did put a halt on multifamily developments and new building permits, could we do something similar in an area where the land use is residential and doesn't match the zoning?
So the short answer is yes. However, you have to take into consideration that some of these properties were grandfathered in when they were purchased prior to the zoning update that may have occurred, I think, in 1979. Those individuals that purchased that property with the expectation they could use it for a specific purpose probably wouldn't be happy with the board if we limited their ability to get a return on investment.
Is that why this property in particular has not been sold and is still in fact owned by not a business owner but someone else?
Can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyone else like to address it?
What about the other condition of the other two properties on the road?
I said that.
I'm sorry.
I'd have staff reach out and see if they are in fact a violation of
the building. Okay. I'll see.
Yes,
good evening, everyone. At 91 Greenberg Road, do we have any vendors that are willing to come in? And the
being a rookie to this, you guys, as far as vendors that are going to be coming down the corridor through Route 9, or the commercial corridor where the sewer going in, you know, based on companies coming in, like a Cabela's or anything, any vendors that are looking to move into the area as far as...
Vendors, you mean commercial development?
Correct, yes.
I have had conversations, and there are some commercial work going on. I think you've probably read or heard of, for instance, the old Aqua Pools property. Circle of Olive Oil is remodeling that. That's going to be a distribution center for their online sales. There are other projects in the works that have confidential agreements in place. So the seller of the property was unable to relate to me what the parcel is going to be used for, but I can tell you that it's estimated to be a $10 million project that's down by the driving range. I don't know any more about it. So to answer your question, yes.
Okay, great, thanks.
Anyone else? If not, we'll move on to supervisor's items. I want to make the board aware, and I believe board members have received a copy of correspondence from the town of Queensbury. Some more good news. It says in relation to the actual cost of water from Queensbury, the actual cost of production of water in 2018 was $1.03 per 1,000 gallons. And 98 cents per 1,000 gallons plus 5 cents transmission costs. The year 2018 budget rate was $1.11 per 1,000 gallons, and this gives the town of Monroe credit of 8 cents per 1,000 gallons for the year 2018, which means that we'll receive a credit on the next metered water bill from Queensbury in the amount of $16,151.52. Received email correspondence from a representative from Magna 5, which is formerly the Cornerstone Telephone Company, and they wanted to know if the town board would be interested in having his company take a look at our telecommunications services because they believe that it could make it more cost effective with the newer technologies coming to light. And he's speculating that we're using copper lines currently now, so my recommendation would be to refer this to the technology committee. And if somebody would like to meet with them, that's okay. And the committee would not, that's okay.
I got it.
Yeah.
Twin Bridges, yeah.
We received a letter of resignation from Helen Potter, who has been a long-time crossing guard for the town of Monroe. She says, dear town board members, please accept this letter as my formal resignation of my position as a crossing guard for the town of Monroe, effective immediately. I'd be happy to assist as a substitute crossing guard when needed. Please know I have enjoyed my time as a crossing guard and will miss all the children's smiling faces. Sincerely, Helen Honey Potter. So I'll need a motion to accept your resignation.
So moved.
Second. Yeah, and for some discussion, she has provided valuable service, always with a smile, and has done it for a very long time. So on behalf of the town residents, I want to thank her for all she's done in her capacity as a crossing guard and wish her all the best in her retirement.
Do we have any intention of using her part-time? And if we did, do we want to accept the resignation?
My recommendation would be to accept the resignation.
Okay. We're there. There's a little discussion.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Two more items. First is I have received a request from Saratoga County I have been working with Saratoga County. I think at a previous board meeting I said I'd be applying for a matching grant from the county to construct biking / walking / hiking trails along the Hudson River from the end of Nolan Road with the goal to get to underneath the Northway I-87 underpass. And it's a matching grant program up to a maximum of $10,000. So we will be, during budget time, ensuring that we have those funds available. But doing so as part of a grant application, I asked Paul to put together a number of workers, hours per day, estimated cost for the project, so we could submit that. So we have just submitted the last information that they needed Monday, and I think it's a very good probability we'll be getting that matching grant.
Great, thank you.
So, you're welcome. And the last item I have is I received an email inquiry from David Byrne, who's founder and president of, I think it's Renewal, how you say that, Solar and Storage Solutions. He's a town resident and has a New York State certified service disabled veteran owned and small business. And he would like to meet with me to discuss the possibility of leasing our landfill for a solar project in order to create a revenue stream for the town of Monroe and decrease taxes. So I'll be reaching out to him for more information in the upcoming week or so. I'm on the board aware of that. Mm-hmm. And that is all I have under supervisor's items. Any committee reports?
Not this time.
If not, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing a potential town employee for the role of covering assessor duties in town.
Motion to approve.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. All set?
Go.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to exit the executive session and report that no action was taken.
So moved.
So moved. So moved. I know. I know.
Second.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And is there any other business before the board?
No. I didn't notice that someone does not have an EV car, was parked in our EV car. It's all anyway. You want to start there? Yeah.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So
second.
Roll.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Good.